Next patient is Kirsten Lingenheld. That is K-I-R-S-T-E-N, Kirsten. K-I-R-S-T-E-N. Lingenheld is L-I-N-G-E-N-H-E-L-D. L-I-N-G-E-N-H-E-L-D. Lingenheld. Date of birth 2/24/57. And date of visit is date of visit is 6/21/23. Next paragraph, history present illness. I'm sorry. Please make a copy for Dr. Shelley Lapp. S-H-E-L-L-I-E. Lapp is L-A-P-P. L as in Lancy. L-A-P-P. P as in Paul. M-D. Shelley Lapp, M-D. Next line. Dear Shelley, thank you for sending Kirsten Lingenheld for pulmonary evaluation. Next, history present illness. This is a 66-year-old overweight female who has a past history of COPD, history of non-small cell lung cancer, status post, left lower lobectomy, and history for chronic back pain, diabetes mellitus, and hypertension. Has been short of breath with exertion, period. The patient had a recent chest CT on 5/23/23, which showed post-surgical changes of the left lung at the base with moderate elevation of the left hemidiaphragm and no other active lung nodules or infiltrates, period. The patient has been a smoker for over 45 years and continues to smoke half to one pack per day. Denies any hemoptysis, but has cough and sputum production and mild wheezing. She also has snoring and possibly has obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, past history. Past history includes history of diabetes mellitus and hypertension, history of C-section times 2, history for left upper lobectomy for non-small cell lung cancer in 2015, and history for appendectomy and a tonsillectomy, history of lap band surgery with removal and tubal ligation. Next paragraph. The habits the patient smoked 1.5 pack per day for 45 years, still smokes, does not drink alcohol. She worked as a teacher for the School of the Deaf. Next paragraph, family history, mother died of cancer of the breast with Mets. Father died of heart disease. Next line, system review. The patient denies weight loss, fatigue. He has no double vision or glaucoma, cataracts. Denies vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. No urinary frequency or flank pains. She has shortness of breath and wheezing. She has no abdominal pains but has heartburn, no nausea, vomiting. No chest or jaw pain, no leg swelling. She has anxiety and depression. She has joint pains, muscle stiffness. She has headaches and memory loss, and denies skin rash nor itching. Next, med list included metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, losartan, 25 milligrams daily, protonix, 40 milligrams daily, pramipexole, 0.25 milligrams daily, trazodone, 100 milligrams nightly, Trelegy Ellipta, 200 micrograms, one puff a day, and Traceba. Flex, also on Zolpidem, 5 milligrams HS, Aripiprazole, 10 milligrams daily, and Bupropion, 150 milligrams daily, and Empagliflozin, EMPAGLIFLOZIN. 10 milligrams daily. And gabapentin, 600 milligrams BID. Next, for physical exam, this obese elderly lady alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, but mild peripheral edema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 120 over 80, pulse is 105, respiration is 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 238, saturation 93. HENT and non-spastic pupils reactive and equal. Sclera were clear, throat was mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with diminished excursions. Scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields with occasional crackles at the left base. Heart sensor irregular, as on an S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, reflexes, 1 plus, and peripheral pulses are diminished. Neurologically, there are no focal deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin dry and cool. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD and chronic bronchitis, number 2, history of non-small cell lung CA with left upper lobectomy. Number 3 is obstructive sleep apnea. Number 4 is diabetes mellitus. Number 5, hypertension. And next part of our plan, the patient will continue using albuterol inhaler, 2 plus QIDPRN. And use the Trilogy Ellipta 200 micrograms one puff daily. A complete pulmonary function study was ordered. The patient will try to lose weight, and she was advised to quit smoking and use a nicotine patch. Advised to come in for a follow-up visit here in approximately 6 weeks. A copy of her sleep study done will be requested. The patient is going for a sleep test later this week. We'll follow and make a addendum report in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Shelley Lapp. SHELLIE, LAPP, MD. Thank you. Let's talk.